This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about the secret of contentment. Why is it that so often we're not content with what we got? There's an old cliche, but it's true. We always want what we can't have or don't have. Now, one person might look at your life and say, wow, you're an incredibly lucky person. You've got a nice car, a stable job, a great house. You must be content. But at the same time, you're probably thinking, looking at their life, the very same thing about something they don't have. We're looking all the time for the next thing, a better job or a better overseas holiday. So contentment, whether it's with our own living situation or our salary or our relationships, it just seems to be a problem. And if you struggle today with contentment, you know you're not alone. I think that most of us struggle with it and wrestle with it one way or another. Many people don't even realize they're searching for contentment. I think the Bible is very helpful because in Philippians chapter 4 in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about contentment and he actually learned to be content. This is what it said, verse 11, Philippians 4. I am not complaining, he said, about having too little. I have learned to be satisfied with whatever I have. And that little word, the verb learned, that indicates that Paul, this great man, had to grow in his own understanding of how to be content. And he certainly had his battles, his problems. It didn't happen overnight. So there's a sense that you've got to be patient to learn to be content and cultivate a thankful heart. You might be married. You might want a nicer house. You might want another child. You might want to escape from something that's difficult. Everything, on the other hand, might be going well for you. So no matter where you are, whatever you're doing, focus on this idea of having a thankful heart. In Psalm 116, verse 17, we see the words here, I will offer to you, God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. So that reveals that having a thankful heart doesn't always come naturally to us. It can be a sacrifice. I will offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, something that's difficult. Yes, it may be difficult. Focus on today. And when we constantly look forward to the next holiday or next week or the weekend or the next meal, we miss out. So unfortunately, we miss out on the blessings that's found in the what's happening today. I mean, our time on earth is short. We need to keep our eyes focused on the blessings of today, what's going to happen today. So soak up every moment of today, because another day like this will probably never exist again. Trust in God's provision, because the Lord knows exactly what you need of. In the book of Exodus, we read after the Israelites were rescued out of Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for quite a while, and they started complaining to Moses about not having enough food. And we read that God told Moses that he'd send bread from heaven to feed them, but every person needed to collect only the exact amount required for them for each day. So that's a parallel to today, that God is in the provision of providing for us day by day. He does provide everything we need. So let's open our eyes and see what it is, see the provision that God has made. The final thing I want to say today is that contentment is really found, true contentment, in Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who can fill that desire in us for something more, because God created us for our desires to be met in Him. Many Christians have heard the popular verse from Philippians 4. Again, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And we can apply that. Paul was talking how to be content. He says, not that I'm speaking of being in need. He said, for I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to do well in any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret, he said, of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need, because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. If you see, it's circumstances often that won't make you happy. Jesus Christ is the one, the inner sense of rest and peace. Jesus is the one who gives contentment. Thank you, dear Lord, for these wonderful lessons. Help me to stop being restless and to trust in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.